Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is January 15th, 2009, Thursday. And as promised, you don't just get Jason Burmes today sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex is taking a well-deserved vacation. But Bob Dacey will be riding shotgun with us the full 4 hours. How are you today, Bob?
Jason, I'm doing fantastic. I haven't seen you for a few months, and I'm glad to see you. I know you were on my show about 3 times last year, and so I think I already know you pretty good. And I'll try to say something. I mean, you're kind of a chatterbox, so I'll just try to stick something in when I can.
Oh, yeah. Bob, of course, has his Access TV show out here in beautiful Austin, Texas. It is great out here. You know, I come in here without even a jacket, and they're getting jacked in the Northeast with just, you know, the global warming. Storm of the century, apparently. Okay. Apparently, this is what global warming is. You get 8 to 16 inches of snow and ice and skin-burning temperatures from the cold.
I've been told by the global warming experts that it's because of my pickup truck.
You know what? Maybe the global warming experts include Obama's new global warming czar. This is a few days old now, but it's out of the Washington Times. She's listed as one of the 14 leaders of the socialist group's Commission for a Sustainable World Society. That's a sustainable world society. And, of course, they're always talking about overpopulation, people like Joe Biden. And, of course, they are calling for global governance. But Obama doesn't seem to have a problem with that. I wonder why.
Well, that's because change is not change. I mean, we're talking about out with the old CFR members and in with the new CFR members. Now, I don't think she is a CFR member, but I'm sure if she's a member of that society, she's a globalist, she's a one-worlder. You know, I mean, that's all they're doing. They're just bringing out the new one-worlders and replacing them with the old one-worlders. It's what you call change.
And I've been just pumping through the news in the first 5 minutes. So you were telling me that Obama had a new appointment earlier today.
Yeah, I understand that he appointed Richard Haass to be one of his foreign policy advisors. And of those of you who don't know who Richard Haass is, he's only the president or the chairman or whatever of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's the head guy at the CFR. And so he's going to be advising Obama. I'm telling Obama what to do. I mean advising. Wait a minute. I'm not sure which I meant there. I think he's going to be telling Obama what to do.
I would pretty much assume that most people are going to be telling Obama what to do and how to say it in front of crowds, because this is a guy that is just a state senator up until 2004. Magically running for Senate, gets the keynote address at the 2004 Democratic National Convention, then wins his little Senate spot. And right out of the gates, I mean, there have been people in the Senate for years and years and years, but right out of the gates, he's up for the presidency. Literally less than 3 years in the Senate. And you know what? I'm running for president. I'm doing it.
They've groomed him very well. They've watered him. They pull the weeds. And, you know, here comes Obama. he's their guy, and there's no question about it. And he's going to do exactly what they tell him to do. He is a front man for an oligarchy, and that's it.
Yes. And you know what? They've packaged him so well that ESPN is going to be carrying the inauguration for the first time in history. And you know what? The reason I'm making this point is because I don't catch a whole lot of TV when I'm home, but I'll be over at my buddy's house, and I usually flip through the news stations, but I also like to check, you know, see how the Yankees or the Knicks are doing. You know, the Knicks were having a little bit better of a season. I haven't seen anything ESPN in a while, so I have no idea. But I see Obama's face on ESPN, and I'm like, all right. Now, this isn't a commercial for Obama. This is in the middle of ESPN SportsCenter. I'm like, what's going on here? And my buddy's like, you haven't heard? I'm like, obviously not. Obama is for having a college football playoff. Now, I'm not big into college football, but when I do watch college basketball, it's usually March Madness. It's the tournament. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a great idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, that will make him, you'll like him now if he's going to be for a college playoff. That's a very key central issue in the United States of America today.
It absolutely is. Going along to get along, and because it seems good. I don't have to know how the country works. I don't have to know if there's checks and balances. I don't have to know if this is a good guy. He likes college football. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, TruthNews.us, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, filmmaker. I've made Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut. You can get both over at Infowars.com right now. We're with Bob Dacey, and I just want to remind everybody we have a jam-packed show. Bob, we're going to have Willem, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Willem Boutère, and he's going to be talking about the financial collapse. He's a Bank of England policymaker. And I guess we oversimplified unprecedented dollar collapse. So, you know, we're gonna straighten it out at the top of the next hour. Then at 1:30, we're going to have Officer Jack McLam, part of the Patriot Movement for 20-plus years now, a real veteran in this. And, you know, sometimes when I'm in Vanderbilt archives and I'm going through and looking for, you know, global government stuff, often they used to go to Jack McLam. So he's in these news clips in the early 80s and whatnot. And then, of course, we're going to have Russell Wood on at 2 o'clock for property rights. We're going to take your calls in the second half of the hour. Jam-packed show. And I want to touch again on the point that the old boss looks the same as the new boss. It looks like, you know, we're just trading in for more CFR guys. And, you know, one of the other things I talked about was earlier before the show is, who is Bush going to pardon in these last 5 days? So take it from there, Bob.
Well,
what do you think?
Look, about the CFR thing. Look, it's kind of like treads on a car. You know, they're rotating the tires. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now they're pretty much bringing back in the Clinton people, and that's what they're doing. I mean, it's just nothing but old Clinton people. So they're just rotating the tires, but the vehicle's the same vehicle and it's going in the same direction.
And you know, I want to touch on that too, because Ray McGovern came on yesterday, and he's a big fan of Leon Panetta. and
really,
yeah, he was a man of integrity.
Sure,
and
yeah.
I like to have everybody on the show. I like to have everybody give their viewpoint. So
sure,
you know, I'm going to challenge him on some things, but you know, the administration's not in yet, so. I'm going to give him a little grace period, but Leon Panetta was one of the chief of staffs of the Clinton administration during the selling of the bedroom scandals. I'm sure he was into a lot more than that. He may be pro civil rights, but Panetta doesn't seem like the best guy in the world. Then, of course, we have Rahm Emanuel. He basically said he didn't like the appointment of Rahm Emanuel as Obama's chief of staff. But Rahm, of course, dual Israeli citizen. Talks about conscription. We've been talking about that a lot on the show lately.
Is there a list for dual Israeli citizens that's actually like, okay, here it is, an official list. I am a citizen of Israel. Here it says it right here, and then I'm also a citizen of the United States. To me, you shouldn't be a dual citizen of anything if you want to be in the United States government. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it certainly seems like there would be a conflict of interest there, don't
I mean,
you think?
You hear what his dad said when they found out that Rahm Emanuel was going to be chief of staff. Did you
no,
hear,
I
you
haven't heard. No, please, Bob,
well,
enlighten me.
Well, when his dad is from Israel, he's an Israeli, and he was one of the fighters back in the good old days, you know?
Oh, the good old days.
And so he said that he was asked about his son, well, what do you think about him being a chief of staff in the White House? And he said, he's not going to be in there like an Arab washing the floors. I mean, he says this, you know. It's like, whoa, what do you think he's going to be, an Arab in there washing the floors? Ooh, I mean, wait a minute here. I mean, whatever happened to all those Muslims for Obama? I think they're going to be sorely, sorely disappointed because you got this Israeli agent as Obama's foreign, or his
chief of staff.
Chief of staff. I mean, you got an Israeli agent as Obama's chief of staff. I can see these videos where you have these Muslims holding up their cards, Muslims for Obama. Oh, yeah, guess what? You're going to get the short end of the stick again, guys.
And well, you know what? Again, they've packaged this guy, you know, yes, we can. And my catchphrase is, no, you didn't.
yeah.
Basically, everything that, you know, people were like, we're going to get out of the war. Yes, we can. Yeah. And a few months in, I'll be saying, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Actually, what they did is they redistributed forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. They created a media quagmire there.
Well, how about the expression, you been had?
Yeah, well, they've been had for sure. But, you know, all these people think that so much is going to change. I want to let them know, no, we didn't.
What,
we didn't change
anything.
Change.
Let me tell you what should change. You asked me about the pardons.
Yes.
You know, I don't know why you pardon drug dealers and all these people. It doesn't make any sense to me.
They were your best source for blow.
Maybe so. I don't understand pardoning these people. However, I do understand pardoning Ramos and Compeon. That's who he should be pardoning. The two Border Patrol agents who were railroaded into prison on the word of a illegal alien drug smuggler who had 700 pounds of marijuana in his van. Now, those guys need to be pardoned.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. That's
Why?
What I was telling you. Well, because we don't live in a world of righteousness and good.
Well,
a world of righteousness and good is really like fairy tales, rainbows, and leprechauns, my man. They just don't exist. And especially at the executive level, these guys are never... George Bush doesn't care about them. He cares about his buddies on Wall Street.
It'd be a PR thing to make him look good. You know,
Good luck with that campaign, man. You got 5 days.
Wait, do one thing right. Do one thing right in your presidency. Think about it. He could go out on a positive note if he pardoned Ramos and Compeon.
I don't think he could go out on a positive note if he... I'm trying to think what would be that. There's nothing he could do to go out on a positive note. Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't even think they could roll out Bin Laden tomorrow and he would go out on a positive note, man.
I think it would go a long way. Seriously. I mean, he needs somebody. How about Obama? Obama, when he gets in, could pardon Ramos and Compeon. Those two guys are rotten in prison for no good reason.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be pardoned. Can't the governor of that state also pardon them?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they don't even need a presidential pardon.
I think they do.
No, I think you can get a governor's pardon.
He
gets a few.
He needs both of them need a presidential pardon.
Well,
period.
I'm just wondering when the headline is going to be that Libby gets his pardon. They already commuted his sentence.
Scooter?
Yeah, a little scoot.
Well, he probably will get a pardon because he's a big
guy. I'm shocked. Well, I guess he doesn't want to be. He's done his last press conference. What's Bush waiting for?
He's probably got dirt on everybody, so they're going to pardon him.
Oh, my God, does he have dirt? Well, come on. He was, the chief of staff for Cheney, right? He's got dirt on everyone.
He's got a mountain of dirt.
Speaking of new policies and whatever, see, here's another illusion. This is off the wire today on CNN. Guantanamo Bay detention facility will be closed, says Holder, the new attorney general, the attorney general designee. He said Thursday that the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, will be closed after President-elect Obama takes office, but not as soon as the administration would like. So, in other words, it's going to take a little while. Second, the physical act of closing the facility isn't a problem, noted Holder. The more pressing question, he said, is the fate of the roughly 250 inmates that are inside of it. So, in other words, they're still going to be detained. A couple of them are going to be extradited, but there are others that they can't. Here it is. A third group of inmates, Holder indicated, can't be tried for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, like the fact that they got no evidence on them.
None, and they'd still like to torture them somewhere, but also can't be released because they are too dangerous. For that reason, the Obama administration won't be able to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility as soon as we'd like.
Why don't they just send the goat herders back where they came from so they can herd their goats?
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable to me. I mean, come on, you're talking about something. It's 250 people. That's not even like a county prison. If they need to move that here, it's moved in a week. They got to move those prisoners. They're redistributed in a week.
Yeah.
It's very possible they could do this in a country they shouldn't even be in at this point.
Well, then we can't close Guantanamo, can we? We have to keep it open to keep the 250 guys with no charges against them in prison for the rest of their lives, right?
It's unbelievable to me, man. I mean, can you imagine being... I mean, people out there, you know, who are... I'm just going to say it. Who are lazy, do-nothing, just depressed people. You know, those people that just complain all the time. I didn't get this. I know times are tough right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that to everybody. But those people who are always like, everybody knows one at least. Oh, I can't do it. And my life is so horrible. Yeah, let me tell you whose life is horrible. All right, we are so spoiled and privileged in this country. Even the poorest of the poor have a shot here to live a decent life. If you go to a third world nation, try living in Brazil without any real money or a career for a month. I think that's going to be pretty rough on people. Then go to Haiti. You're going to get the next level. Then think about being a tortured goat herder from Afghanistan in Guantanamo Bay. Those are the people that have it rough. I mean, any day of the week, you could be raped or have your skull bashed in or a dog sicked on you. And while it's happening, people are going to take video and pictures and laugh about it.
Yeah.
And these are supposed to be the liberators.
Yeah,
right?
We're the good guys.
We're the good guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, and I don't even like to think that way because most soldiers, just like most people in the FBI, most people in the CIA, are good people. But, like this article shows, not everybody in those agencies are good guys.
You don't believe torture works?
No, but Obama's dilemma, the cover article on Newsweek, says it's a little less gray than that. And Obama should keep all the executive powers that the Cheney and... Bush administration put into effect. Ex-FBI agent sentenced to 40 years in mob hit. It's only a couple paragraphs. Why not reading? Saying he crossed over to the dark side, a judge Thursday sentenced a former FBI agent to 40 years in prison to run consecutively to the prison sentence he is now serving for the 1982 mob-related killing of a witness who was about to testify against the Boston mob members, court officials said. John Connolly Jr., 68, was convicted. So... Back in the 80s, who knew it, you know? He took a little scratch from the mob and iced a witness, the FBI. I can't believe it. Really? Could people within the FBI possibly be dirty?
Can you say Waco?
Yeah, right. Those people, animals. I mean, literally treated, you know, women and children as less than animals, I think. You know, usually animals will get a fair shake. You know, you'll have to shoot a deer with a rifle. These guys were using... like literally automatic weapons off of helicopters, spraying them.
Yeah.
And oh, the tank. That's right.
The tank.
It
was tanks and tear gas and fire and other such things. Of course, that was then. That was during the Clinton administration back when times were bad. But no, thinking about the weapons, the FBI. What's the name of the guy who ran the FBI lab in California?
Talking Whack and Hunt?
No, the FBI guy, head of their operation in California, he spilled the beans on how they were fabricating evidence all over the place.
I'm not quite sure. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls after the next segment. Riding Shotgun, Bob Dacey. Remember, you can go to InfoWars.com right now or PrisonPlanet.tv to see the latest news. We'll be back after this.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 15, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 817.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 841.81, 420.90 for the half ounce, and 210.45 for the quarter ounce. That's 841.81, 420.90, and 210.45.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Lord forbid that we play Metallica on the bumper music of the Alex Jones Show. Man, I'm still getting so much heat, Bob, from playing the All Nightmare Long video on PrisonPlanet.tv. I just got another email.
I think you can handle it.
I guess I'll have to handle it, but folks, I love the Metallica. There's a great tune called Orion right there. Before, we were talking about the head of the FBI, yeah, and Waco.
Yeah, this was a head of the crime lab, I think, out in California. His name was Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, mm-hmm, is his name, and he actually narrated Waco: The Rules of Engagement, the million-dollar documentary, which exposed a lot of what went on at Waco back in 93.
Is this the one that was up for the Oscar?
Yeah, it was up, it was Academy Award nominated for Best Documentary.
Yeah, Rules of Engagement. Waco, yeah. Rules of Engagement.
Yeah,
sure.
And, you know, so, you know, the FBI, I firmly believe that your average FBI agent is a good guy. He's working for the country doing his thing. And they're great, except for when it gets into an area where they run into something politically incorrect that their superiors say, you can't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, Robert Wright, the one who was trailing all the money coming in from the Islamic charities coming into this country, you know, he was working on that. And then they told him, hey, shut up. You know, you're going to lose your job. You're going to be in big trouble if you keep following this money truck because it goes in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he went public. He started, he had Judicial Watch with him, and they had that press conference, and he was kind of crying. He said, we could have stopped 911, but, you know, they told us to back off Bin Laden and all that stuff. Well, you know, he stumbled into an area that was no-no. It was a no-no. So they call him off.
Mm-hmm.
So the average FBI agent, I'm sure, is a good guy.
I totally and completely agree with you, but, you know, corruption breeds corruption, and when you're a corrupt agency, and you're forced to cover something up right away, you're more apt to do something more dirty and more dirty. And they like the people that keep their mouth shut and play it dirty. And that's why you've seen, you know, people like Robert Mueller.
That's a mirror on the whole government. I mean, the higher up you get in the food chain, the more corrupt it gets. This country, if you compare it to a fish, is rotting from the head down, not from the tail up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a mirror of the country. The corruption, you know, the scum rises to the top, and that's the problem.
It is the problem. Remember, we're going to be taking your calls in the next segment. Willem Buter at the top of the hour. I want to read this article that Steve Watson did. Looks like a little over a week ago. Bank of England policymaker predicts unprecedented dollar collapse. Now, apparently, we're oversimplifying it with the dollar collapse, but I'm just going to read the article, and he will correct me when he comes on the show. A former member of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee has predicted a massive collapse of the dollar within the next 2 to 5 years, warning that a government increase in spending under President-elect Obama could be disastrous. Willem Buter, who served on the BOE from June 1997 to May 2000, has stated that he expects to see the plug pulled from under the dollar as foreign investors turn away from the dollar and other U.S.-backed assets, including government bonds. Writing for the Financial Times, Buter, now a professor with the London School of European Economics, comments, there will, before long, my best guess, in between 2 and 5 years from now, be a global dumping of U.S. dollar assets, including U.S. government assets. Old habits die hard. The U.S. dollar and U.S. treasury bills and bonds are still viewed as a safe haven by many, but learning takes place. So there you go. I would say that's pretty much predicting its collapse.
I would think. I mean, what is he? I'm curious to find out when he comes on. What is he griping about? I mean, these are quotes from what he said, so it's going to be interesting.
I guess he didn't use the term collapse in that paragraph. So, you know, like I said, we'll have him on. We'll get his perspective because I am not an economist. I am just a, you know, lowly filmmaker and radio show host.
Yeah, and
sometimes
I'm just a lowly retail hardware store owner. I mean, yeah, if you get down to the point, you know, that's what I am.
We are the simpletons.
Small businessman, that's what I am.
That's right. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about conscription. We've been playing these clips a lot on the show because I think it's important. This guy has basically been parading around the media now the last couple of years. Tom Blankley, he's an editor over at the Washington Times, and he's been calling for conscription. He plays the fact off that his son is a lieutenant in the military, and, of course, they need help, they need more people. But he goes on MSNBC, and he says, this is in 2007, that it's not going to happen under the Bush administration. So we're going to play that clip, and then we're going to play the clip from, I believe, Monday. He just launched his new book, American Grit Monday, where he's calling for conscription again. But this time it's more of a friendly audience at Fox and Friends, our good buddies there. All right, so let's go to the MSNBC clip.
Institution of the military draft should be considered and has always been an option on the table. A Pentagon spokesman flatly rejected the idea today, saying that the military is giving the idea, quote, absolutely no consideration.
All right, we're going to play the rest of those clips. But on the other side, it is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be taking your calls. I am Jason Burmis with Bob Dacey, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank.
Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. More Metallica. I guess I should just be scorned and lacerated.
What's your problem? I mean, Metallica's good. I mean, Alex plays stuff from back in my time.
Yeah, there's Motorhead on here sometimes.
Yeah, he plays Led Zeppelin, I mean, all the time.
Yeah, no, you're right. Led Zeppelin's on here all the time. I like it when the Johnny Cash is on, except for it's hard for me to come in because I want to listen to the whole song.
Yeah. He's got Heart on all the time. He's got all these people from back in my age, you know. You wouldn't think he's as young as he is.
Heart, oh my God. Yeah, right? Now he's not that much older than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knew? All right, we were talking conscription, and we were playing a little bit of that MSNBC clip. Now, remember, this is back in 07. This guy's still promoting conscription, saying it's not going to happen under this administration, that it's only going to be coming up later. And now that we have a new administration in, he has a new book talking about it, and of course he's greeted by friends, buddies over at Fox and Friends. You know that
Fox.
Yeah,
yes.
Fox. No, there are friends. It's the morning show. Yeah, Fox and Friends. That's what they are. All right, let's play the MSNBC clip.
With no end in sight to U.S. involvement in the Iraq war, George Bush's so-called war czar, General Douglas Lute, told National Public Radio on Friday that reinstitution of the military draft should be considered and has always been an option on the table. A Pentagon spokesman flatly rejected the idea today, saying that the military is giving the idea, quote, absolutely no consideration, unquote. But is it time to revive conscription for the first time since Richard Nixon? Back to discuss it are Democratic strategist Stephanie Cutter and editor of the Washington Times editorial page, Tony Blankley. Tony, it just seemed to me political year. Nobody's going to recommend a return to the draft. But is the draft a good idea, or is a partial draft a good idea? We got 5,000 troops in the Army. It is breaking, according to the Army Chief of Staff, on the basis of two small guerrilla wars. Now, is the U.S. Army big enough and strong enough to handle all the commitments this country's got?
It's not going to happen on Bush's watch, because it's not time for that debate to occur. But the military clearly is not big enough to do the job that's going to be required of it in a world that we live in today and into the foreseeable future. As you say, two small wars, and we're almost tapped out as far as
all right, let's flip the next clip, because right there in 2007, it's not time for that debate yet. Don't you worry. There'll be a time for it.
Well, you think that time is coming?
I think the time is coming, especially since Obama got up when he was elected president and said that he's going to need us for a great service and sacrifice. We're all going to be sacrificing and serving, apparently.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so Fox and Friends, here they are, our best buddies.
Welcome back, everyone. 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Can America's power last forever? And how do we achieve a new nationalism that puts our country's survival first?
Those questions and more are addressed in a brand new book by Tony Blankley. It comes out today. It's called American Grit. What will it take for America to survive and win in the 21st century? And joining us for his first TV interview about the book is Tony Blankley. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
If you read some of the European papers, they're talking about America is finally in decline. They're getting what they've had coming to them all along. Do you believe that?
Well, it could be so. We have it in our power not to be in decline, and that's what my book's about. I do believe that for the first time in our history, if we don't do a lot of things smart and tough, we could get overwhelmed by the rise of China, the rise of India, the rise of radical Islam. Mm-hmm. We failed to exploit our energy. We're not paying enough attention to what our kids are learning. Bill Ayers is actually a senior person in guiding the curriculum design of America. That started just this last March. But we have it in our power, and I try to write some tough proposals for what we need to do so that our grandchildren live in a country strong enough to protect our freedoms just as we do.
Yeah, Tony, your book's going to get a lot of attention because there are some controversial, bold suggestions. The first one, obviously, that caught my eye was that you're calling for a universal draft, which would mean that all 18-year-olds in America would have to serve for 2 years.
Yes, look, I don't like it. I love the volunteer army. I've got a son who's a second lieutenant.
He doesn't
like
it, but we're going to need it.
I know the young men and women who serve. They're the greatest young kids we've ever produced. But we don't have enough troops, and it's manifest that we don't by several magnitudes. For instance, when George Bush wanted to have the surge, he was told by the senior generals we didn't have the extra 20,000 troops
war.
Okay.
Now, we don't have enough troops.
I got a plan. Why don't we just get the heck out of there? You know, then we'd have enough troops.
Because, Pakistan needs dealing with, and that's why Biden was there.
Oh,
over in the week.
So we have to invade Pakistan. We've got to mess around with the Iranians, whatever the Israelis want
to
do.
We have to create a Eurasian Union. Don't you understand that? And rogue nations will not be allowed, and nations not under the thumb of U.S. dominance and really global imperialism.
Are you related to Zbigniew Brzezinski?
It's a big new. Z-Big. Calls it all the time. Z-Big.
Are you related to that guy?
Maybe I'm like his bastard child because, you know, his daughter is over on MSNBC and then his son is a big Republican.
They got it all covered.
Yeah, they got it all covered. So I'm the alternative guy. You're right.
Yeah. Didn't Z-Big work on McCain's campaign in 2000? I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Then he switched over to
His son worked in 2008 on the McCain campaign. He covered it from all angles.
They got it all figured out. But you sound like Z-Big, you know, this American empire needs to be established until we can turn it all over to the UN. That
well,
was
you know,
book.
What, the Grand Chessboard?
The Grand Chessboard.
Yeah, that's the Grand Chessboard.
You ever read the last part?
No.
Well, that's what it says in the last part. It says, we must dominate the world with our hegemony until it's such a time at which we can turn it all over to the UN. I mean, it says it in the back of the book.
Well, that's pretty much what it'll be. They'll probably, it won't be called the UN. I'm sure they'll have some other global term.
Global smiley face, whatever, you know, whatever. I don't know.
All right, let's take calls. We promise you we'd take calls on all your issues. Let's go to, I think it's Wilda in New York. Wilda, what's on?
Hi. I'm wondering if you would be willing to invite as your guest the doctor, neuropsychiatrist. His name is Daniel Amen, and his phone number is 888.
Oh, hold on. Don't give out any phone numbers on the air. If you want to suggest a guest, send the information over to Aaron@Infowars.com. Thank you for the call. Yeah, we don't give out people's phone numbers on air, especially people that don't know that we're supposed to be contacted. All right, let's go to Tony in Virginia. Tony, what's on your mind?
Jason, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Hey, love your work. You know, Faith with Emmy is great.
Thank you.
You're doing a good job sitting in there for Alex, too. I always want to say you're a fine apprentice. Someday you'll make a great Jedi. Anyway, I was looking at the Metallica video you brought up on Monday, I think, and I went into a deep analysis on it and actually found out that the Soviets were the one that were conducting the chemtrails in the Metallica video. They caused the problem by introducing the spores that turned people into zombies.
Yeah, but all right, hold on. At the end, if you watch that, all right, there's the point where it's all the research and it's real video, and then it cuts to the cartoon, the whole like zombie horror story in the United States. All right, so at the end, when the Soviets want to come in, their plan, if you read the bottom thing, is they say basically they're going to release the agent, and then they're going to take days, and fires are going to start, and everybody's going to get infected. Then they put up the chemtrails, so they kill most of them. Then they bring in the robots.
That's the problem.
Yes, and then that's their solution. But what you don't understand is that was their plan that they don't go through, and then they cut to modern days, and they start playing news clips of today of chemtrails in the air. So what are these chemtrails, blah, blah, blah. It's not the Soviets spraying the chemtrails now. It's the Americans spraying the chemtrails to make sure that the Soviets can't have their way. So they're saying that the barium and arsenic in the chemtrails are what's protecting us from Soviet attack. Because remember, before they spray the chemtrails, they seed the clouds with that spore. Remember, they drop those little bags of clouds. So basically what they're trying to say is that the chemtrails are here to protect us. That's what I got out of the video.
I kind of got a deeper look into it because I'm thinking that it's a new Soviet nation that they're trying to impose. Basically, they're going to cause a problem. Hollywood's all over it. I Am Legend, Resident Evil, it's everywhere. The zombie thing is obviously something that's to come. We're going to have to go through some major biological infection. And
well,
so
they have
the
been
cure,
hyping it, man. Yeah, they have been hyping it. I'm not going to lie, but it's all about quarantine and control. Yeah, well, you know what? Who knows? You know what? I've watched it now like 5 times. I thank you for the call on it. Thank you for some positive on playing that Metallica thing. But if you haven't seen this, this is what's causing all this problem. Metallica's latest video for Death Magnetic, it's their new album. It's actually pretty good. They started out with the Tunguska event out in Russia. And you know, it took like a year to, this big explosion. Nobody knows what it is. Right. A year to excavate. Well, it gets into eugenics. Apparently, they excavate something that can reanimate life. So they're reanimating a steak at first, and then a cat next, and then, you know, it gets out of control.
Reanimated a steak?
Yeah, yeah. You got to watch the video, but it's all just these crazy little...
Just thaw it out.
Yeah, well, it was dancing. I don't think you can get dancing steak just thawing it out. Well, unless it's really old.
Okay.
But anyway, they harness this thing. You know, at first they're using it to, like, cure cuts and things like that. It's regenerating cells. But then it regenerates dead life, and it's, you know, basically turns into a zombie horror show. But then they bring in the chemtrails at the end, where the chemtrails are basically the cure, and they cut from the entire video and all the music video to start playing the latest conspiracy theory, these news things about chemtrails, and basically the chemtrails are made to be healthy for us.
So I think I get the picture now. It's the same old stuff where they take something that's really happening, which is chemtrails, and put a bunch of zombie weird stuff on it to make everybody think it's a joke.
Yes.
Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, and a positive joke at that. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Chemtrails are good for you.
Yes.
Barium's good for you.
Barium's good for you.
Aluminum silicates and things.
Yeah,
that's good
arsenic,
for you
delicious.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep taking calls. Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, what's on your mind?
Hey, great show, guys.
Oh, thank you.
When Alex gets back, ask him if he could take you out and show you a little bit of rifles and how to shoot and stuff, because you seem like a really nice guy, but a little really naive when it comes to high-powered rifles and what
we might have
to do in the future here.
Well, you know what? All right, let me take that.
I'm a federal firearms licensee, my friend. I know a little bit about guns.
I know that you do, Bob. But all right, asking, you know, you're somewhat of a gun enthusiast, right? Right,
sort
Bob?
Of, mostly handguns. But what was the question?
Well, basically, a lot of these people think that, you know, we're going to have to, you know, face off against these guys in some type of militia type army. And now, I'm not saying that there might not come an event when someone's trying to take your home, when there's riots in the street, when you might have to protect your family and that sort of thing. But if we ever have to go toe to toe with the police force or the military on a large-scale level, I'm sorry, we don't have a shot.
Well, you know, that's the last resort. That's what the Second Amendment
is there
in the Constitution for. It's a last resort. I kind of understand what he's saying in that you can take something like the Soviet military and they go into Afghanistan and get their tails kicked, you know, by a bunch of goat herders because of the... just the people rebelling against the foreign invader or whatever, they're going to kick them out. You know, they can't control the population. That's what the Second Amendment is about in regard to foreigners invading us. The thing about our own selves invading us, basically, when our government turns on us, that's a much more difficult thing to fight, and that's why we're having Jack McClam on later on today, because he knows all about that.
That's right. And we do give a voice to those people that think it will come to that.
You don't want it to come to that.
Not at all.
At all, but I'll tell you something. In my hardware store, I have a little small gun department. It's really no big deal. It's just a small department. But my store was a mirror to what happened all over the country just before Obama got elected. A big light bulb went off in everybody's head. And all of a sudden, gun sales started to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you talk, because they know, I've seen the legislation that's been introduced over and over and over again when the Democrats didn't control the House and the Senate. You know, they're going after ammunition. They're going after semi-automatic rifles first.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama has said it. I mean, they're going after semi-autos. So everything semi-automatic in this country, AK-type semi-autos, AR-15s, and in the handgun category, Glocks, that type of thing, they're evaporating off the shelves, and the production can't keep up with the demand. So people are clearly worried about what this latest puppet is going to do to attack the Second Amendment after he puts his hand on a Bible and swears to protect it.
Mm-hmm. Can't agree more. All right, let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, what's on your mind? Yes, Mark.
I want to kind of go the middle line here. I don't think you're really softy, but... language is a real tricky thing, and when you say that we just can't defeat them in that level, it kind of paints a visualization picture, and that's strong psychology for us. You would not be sitting in that chair doing that today if you were a defeatist. I know
that. I'm not a defeatist.
I know better.
I agree there, but I'm saying, all right, let's say it's already happening. We got martial law. They've taken... not only National Guard troops, but probably NATO forces, because, you know, American troops are going to have a hard time shooting other Americans. But they bring in NATO forces, and they're working with the local police
Absolutely.
And the local sheriff's department. I just don't see us being able to. And they say, oh, my God, they've got 300 real regimented militia types. They're all very well armed. They've got positions. They're not sending those people in. They're going to send drones in, man. They're going
to
send those little mini drones, and that's a problem.
You're doing great on the disclaimers, because we have to be cautious when we step up to the plate.
We have to
understand what's coming at us. This Tony Blakely is driving me nuts. I hope nobody buys this sucker's book.
I bet you it's a New York Times number one bestseller. I'll put money on it.
He says Army's not big enough to do what's required of it. By who? Who is requiring it, this craziness?
And what is being required? What is the requirement? What is that? He doesn't define the requirement. I mean, they're bringing these guys home. They got 30,000 of them or so. What do they call that? The Northcom, whatever, local North. I don't know what to call it. They brought in 4,000 troops, and now it's up to 30,000 for domestic law enforcement.
Oh, you're talking about the new Obama program where it's going to be domestic law enforcement. Yes, I believe it's 20,000 troops. And, you know,
I mean, that's totally illegal. I mean, it's completely and totally illegal.
Well, they ended Posse Comitatus really in the public's eyes with Katrina. When they put troops on the streets to take guns there,
did, but they didn't.
My brother didn't do it legally. CO status, and people could look up that's a route to go, but you did give some excellent information yesterday. I guess it was Mike said so, that when you get in there in the induction center, they still have to get you to swear an oath and step forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they may beat the hell out of you, but I think that this is a challenge that we may raise to. What if half the people that they're taking into these induction centers don't play ball and don't step forward and say, yeah, I would defend my country, but you are a traitor getting me to do what you're expecting me to do. And they're going to run out of resources if the masses say no.
Well,
you know, they're
going
to take us to court.
Mm-hmm.
But in mass, you know, it's like Save a Patriot always talking about, you have one pencil, you can break it.
Well, you know what I think he's going to do to recruit his force?
It ain't going
to
break.
This is how they're going to, how they're going to recruit their force. They're going to go into the poor black neighborhoods.
Yep.
They're
going to
prop Obama up as a hero, and that's where they're going to recruit from first. And that's probably going to be the first place they draft from, because these guys are going to be brainwashed into... I mean, he's already being posed as some kind of a Martin Luther King Jr. figure.
He hasn't done anything yet.
We
got to talk positive visualization and not the negative.
I'm with you on the pot. Hey, I watched The Secret, too. I like some of it. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit, 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance,
that's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The mess up that we make will be mine. Tell all
Alex Jones Show every once in a while, and that's a fun tune. Because it is about the love. I know I could be a little doom and gloom sometimes. You know what? With the love train story, let's do the one positive story in my stack, the one that the mainstream media is reporting on. Miracle baby born 2 days after mother's death. And this does, you know, warm a heart or two. Miracles of science. This woman just collapsed. Of course, she had a cancerous brain tumor where she didn't know about vaccinations. You know, a young lady, what was she? Was she even 40? She was 41 years old, and she had this brain tumor she didn't know about. She collapsed and died, but they were able to save the baby. And 2 days after she died, and they kept her heart going, she was born. So there's an upbeat story. There's something that's positive technology. You're a little you don't know.
The thing I wonder about that is, you know, why she got cancer in the first place.
Yeah.
You know,
big industry.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's a huge industry. You know, on our show, The Simple Truth here in Austin, we have a website now called simpletruthonline.net.
Mm-hmm.
And the webmaster archives our old shows. And the one that we did with about cancer a few years ago, which we replayed so we can get it on the net, that one keeps being disappeared off the net. We put it up twice. Something happens to it. We put it up again. Something happens to it again, and we put it up again. I mean, the cancer show, something's going on there. And they don't want that information out there that there are cures for cancer.
I wonder why.
Maybe Big Pharma would lose billions of dollars in profits, maybe.
It wouldn't go along with their depopulation program. It's not really a depopulation program. It's a slow kill program to try to stop the expansion of the population.
Yeah, I mean, you know, cancer is rampant, and the cancer industry is a joke. Unless, of course, you get cancer, in which case the joke's on you. Right?
Yeah, it's not very funny when you're the one laid up in a hospital bed or your family member is laid up in a hospital. All right, let's take a few more calls at the bottom of the hour. Hopefully we'll have this guest show up at the top of the hour. If not, we'll just keep ramming through your calls. All right, I believe we are on William in the UK. William, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good.
This is just it's about my mom. She's been abused in a nursing home in Oswestry in Shropshire in the UK. I was visiting her there on Christmas Day. And my mother begged to be got out of bed, so I lifted her up at her request, put her in a chair, and she was very happy about that. But the management went berserk and called the cops and had me escorted off the premises.
So you were escorted off the premises for trying to help your sick mother in a nursing home?
Yeah, there's some folk have put up a website on it, southerncrossnursinghomes.com. SouthernCrossNursingHomes.com, but you might, if you could link it or follow it up as a story or something.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you go to Aaron,
nursing home.
Well, please, if this really happened, you can document it. Please go to Aaron@Infowars.com, send him the information. We'd love to do a story on that. Thank you for the call. That's pretty crazy. I mean, on Christmas Day, you go to see your mother on a holiday, you lift her out of the bed, and then you're arrested for it?
You're probably not an approved caregiver.
approved caregiver. I know they hire anybody.
Well, still, you have to be approved.
Approved by who? The state?
Them.
You got to have a badge.
Right.
Well, that's
official,
sick story.
Like in Katrina, if you weren't approved, they wouldn't let you treat people, remember?
Oh, that's right. And they wouldn't let all those people come across the bridge to help everybody. Weird.
Yeah.
I wonder why they do that.
It's
the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.